Hey man, say man. Welcome back to another episode. Today's special guest on Special Guest Sunday is
Nevadia. Hey everybody.
Y'all can find her on Instagram, Real Nevadia Gloss by Nay. She sell durag. She sell lip care, hair. No, not hair care. Skin care. What else you sell, man? I already fuck what you sell, man.
Hair care.
Oh, see, look, my bad. Look, I already fuck what you sell, man. I'm tripping.
I sell lip care, boom, hair care, boom, body care, boom. Beard care. I got stuff for men. I got stuff for women. Stuff for kids. I got something for everybody. Literally.
Well, I wish y'all can see my face right now. I'm making that stank face. Like, she going crazy, but but yeah, she sell, like, I'm talking about literally anything and anything you can think of that's taking care of your body, taking care of your soul, for your auntie, your cousin, your uncle, cousin, sister, brother, anybody. She got it. She the plug for it. Y'all need to support black business, man. Like on one of my other podcasts, I said we need to support black business because y'all really go. Y'all seen what Bed Bath & Beyond did, or Bath & Body Works did to that one employee. They fired her because she stood up for what she believed in. So y'all need to support black business for real, because y'all see how it is out here. But I just want to go, like, her business be going crazy. I'm talking about going crazy. Like, what made you want to start getting, what motivated you to start this business and get into it?
Okay, so originally, this was freshman year when I wanted to start my business. So I'm going to say it was around, like, right before spring break. Something just told me, like, I want to start a business. But mind you, originally, I had a business before. Like, nobody really knew about it, but I was selling, like, jewelry. I was selling bracelets. But I really just thought.
She was selling candy, too. No cap.
And I sold candy in high school.
No cap. Big bag going on.
always been hustling. Literally. But, like, originally in during freshman year, like, I wanted to start a business. And I was kind of scared. Like, my biggest fear was, like, people supporting me. Who's going to support me? So, I was like, I'm going to start selling lip gloss. So, I ended up getting sick. I had caught bronchitis. So, I couldn't really start then.
Y'all stop smoking that gay.
I went back home. And I bought all the materials to buy the to sell the lip gloss and stuff. But I had a big problem. The problem was, basically, like, I did not know how to get the lip gloss into the tubes. I could not figure out how to get into the tubes. And I just quit.
So you had it made, like you had everything made already. You just couldn't get that stuff up inside of it.
Yeah, I had everything made. I just didn't know how to get inside the tube. So I really just gave up.
Okay.
So this was in March when I had tried. March
freshman 20. Year, right?
Yeah, freshman year of college. Okay. So in the summertime, my mom had came to me. She was like, girl, like, why haven't you started your business yet? You was telling me about how you want to start your business and stuff. You need to get it started. So I was like, okay, for real. I'm going to get it started. I'm going to do it. So I tried it again. I bought everything. I did a lot of research. I did research for like 2 weeks. And then once I did my research, I was finally ready. I started making stuff. I started promoting stuff and all of that. So then that's when I really just started selling it. And I feel like my goal with my business was not to make money, but my goal was really to promote, like, empowerment to, like, men and women. So that's why, like, when people see my page, when people come to my page, they see, like, kings and queens, like, welcome kings and queens, because that's what I want to represent. I'm not just representing black people, but I'm representing people of all shapes, colors, forms, everything. That's my goal for my business, and just making people feel good about themselves without all of that makeup or everything like that. So, like, that's really what motivated me to do that. And like, at first, I kind of got discouraged with it because it's just, like, the folks who I thought was going to support me did not support me at all.
That's how it is most of the time.
I promise you, like, I first posted my business. I was, like, asking people on my Instagram who's ready. People was answering, like, oh, I'm ready for her to start her business or whatever. But when I dropped my business, folks did not support me. So,
that's how it be.
You know how you can tell, like, your analytics on your thing? Like, it'll tell you how many people taps on the sticker.
Yeah.
So, I posted my business. Over 100 people tapped on the sticker, and only 10 people followed me.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yay.
But, like you said, though, about the about why you started, like, a lot of people, they just start business because they want fast money, quick money. If that's the reason why you starting a business, you're doing it for the wrong reason. If you're not trying to see, you're not trying to help people, you're not trying to grow, you're not trying to see people around you doing better. And, like, if that's something you truly love doing, like, the money gonna come regardless. It might not come as soon as you start, but eventually it's gonna come. But yeah, that shit just gonna eventually come. And then, like you say, a lot of people, when they start a bit, they just get right into it just because they see other people having success. They don't research. They don't see how much money they need to put into it. They don't see the materials they need to see. They just, like, a lot of people I see that make clothes, They just start making clothes because they see other people making it. That's the only reason why they're doing it.
Like, this is something that I always, like, tell my friends. I feel like you cannot compare yourself to other people. People look at other people and say that, oh, I want to start my business because she's doing it. But this is the saying that I always go by. Stop looking at other people's building while you're trying to build a skyscraper. Because if you look at what other people are doing when you're trying to manifest your dreams, you are not going to get anywhere with it. Because comparing yourself to people is going to, like, you're not going to succeed that way.
Right. Now, you don't, like you said, don't compare yourself. I mean, you can, like, look at them and see where you want to be. Okay, I want to be where they at, or I want to be better than them. But don't ever compare yourself. Like, why am I not here? Why am I not there like they is? Like, they did this in X and Y, Z amount of time, so why I should be there in X, Y, Z? Like, don't do that. Everyone wins at their own pace, and you just got to be paceful, and you gotta look out for yourself. But with your message and your brand, it's, I love that. Like, you saying Kings and Queens, all size, all race, everything like that. Like, that is beautiful, like, because we need unity as together. Like, it's always going to be Black Lives Matter, no cap. But we all need unity. We all need to come together. And, like, just you showing that you care about your customers more than the money. Because all the deals you be having, all the saves you be throwing at people, throwing prices and stuff. Like, a lot of people not doing giveaways. People not doing that. They're not doing. You had a whole July. What was it? What sale you had?
Yes, I gave away. I had a 50%
off
sale. And then not only did I do that, but I gave away a gift card. I did two giveaways. I gave away a $20 gift card, and that gift card had like a little gift basket over $40 mm-hmm. worth of products. And then another giveaway I did was a Target gift card that I gave away, just because, like, I just feel like I am truly, like, truly blessed. Like, I never expected for my business to, like, be like this. Like, mm-hmm. it really, my junk really just started popping off, like, maybe a couple months ago. Really, after once COVID happened, really. And I got discouraged with that too, because I was finna give up on my business.
And you see how crazy that is. Like, you only have these top brands, that these people that make millions and billions of dollars. They not doing giveaways like this. They don't even give their customers discounts, and they can afford to give out discounts a hundred times as many times as she can. And she already throwing discounts. So that just shows you how, like, as long as you, when you love your business, your money gonna come, the customers gonna come. As long as you got a little good support system around you and you dedicated in what you do, you good.
Facts.
But I was just asking, talk about college life. Like, at our last guest, we talked about college life. In three words, how would you sum up college life?
Stressful, really. Stressful.
I said three. That's only one.
that's one word, like, how I can describe college life. Stressful. So, I'm a bio major, so.
Ooh,
just like
Lord.
Yes. Biology is super hard. It's super time consuming. And I feel like throughout the year, the first semester was pretty good. Like, I did good. But second semester, that was the hardest semester for me. I was stressed mm-hmm. out. And I feel like finding a balance between, like, managing my business and also managing school life and social life was super hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was super hard for me. So, like, you know, you have to make sacrifices. So I feel like I did make a lot of sacrifices since I started my business. Like, you know, like, I just have sacrificed, like, hanging out with my friends, just doing stuff that I personally want to do, just because I have a bigger goal in store for my business.
I feel that. People get mad. Why you don't come hang with her? Why you don't come chill with her? I'd be like, but why you don't go out with us? Why you don't push up on her? I'm like, bro, if I'm not focused on my business, I'm working. If I'm not working, I'm doing podcast. If I'm not doing podcast, I'm doing YouTube. It's like, I'm never literally just sitting around the house not doing nothing. Like, I'm working. Like, I got me an apartment. I got me a car. I got me good credit. I got investments. Like, I'm never just, like, not just sitting around doing nothing. Like, I got people I love and I care for, and that's always gonna be my partner, my friend, my sisters, my brothers and stuff. But some people you gotta love them from a distance. Like Lil Baby said, I'ma always be gang, but I gotta keep my distance. So it's just like I got love for y'all forever, and I'ma always ride with y'all, but I gotta do stuff on my own, cause I gotta put myself on so I can put y'all on type shit. And once I put myself on, I'ma put y'all on, then we all gonna eat. But I gotta get myself on first. I'm not gonna leave nobody behind. Unless I see you ain't got no motivation behind yourself, if you ain't trying to eat. But if you trying to eat and I see you got the motivation, I'm gonna put you on my back and we gonna go all the way.
Yeah, and I do want to talk about this real quick. I feel like this is a situation that I really haven't addressed, and this is just like once you start trying to do stuff for you, once you start trying to prove, you see a lot of people hating on you.
Right.
And it's a situation that happened to me that I have not talked about, and I feel like I really haven't talked about it just because I don't like to think about it.
Yeah.
But, like, I had these two close friends, like, we were really close, and we just had a falling out, and us having a falling out just made the girl, like, try to sabotage my business. So, basically, she, like, left a bad review on my page, and the review was horrible, and she left it under anonymous name. But after doing research, I found out it was this girl that claimed to be my friend, and it's just, like, you know, that was... Mind you, that was the way that I was making my money. That was the way that I was paying my phone bill. That was the way I was paying for my car insurance, everything. Like, my business was the way that I was, like, paying for everything. So, really, she was just trying to mess up my money. And that junk really had discouraged me.
Hating
and I was just
people.
Like, dang. Like, my own friends.
I don't understand that. I don't understand why we bring each other down. Like, just because we fell out of each other, that don't mean you gotta bash me, like... Bro, I don't understand our people. Like, why do we try to bring each other down because one of us is being successful and the other one is? Just work harder. Just get on your butt. Just because we're not cool no more, I'm not going to have no hate in my heart for you. You doing what you're doing, doing what I'm doing. Like, if you successful, cool. I'm successful, cool. Shoot. Maybe one day we might be cool with each other again. Who knows? But don't bring somebody else down just because y'all have fought. Definitely when it comes to money. Like, money... You can hurt me, you can talk about me, whatever, but you messing up my money, that comes completely different story. I might sue you for,
defamation.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I ain't no lawyer. I don't never be no lawyer.
Slander, really. That's what it
is. Yeah, slander. Yeah, you can slander you for slander. But, next question. What advice would you give to up-and-coming business owners? Not even up and coming people that want to start their own business or that's having struggling getting off the jump.
I feel like for me, I feel like a lot of people don't understand when I say this, like, business wise, but the thing that's going to get your business popping off literally is being consistent. I don't know if you know this, but I literally post every day. I post on everything, like, posting every day. I know people going to get tired, people going
to
unfollow you.
I was just about to say that.
If you're trying to secure your bag for real, you have to be consistent. You have to let people know. And you have to be willing to step out of your comfort zone. There have been things, like, I don't do public speaking. I don't do a lot of stuff. But I have had to do, like, events where I spoke in front of public events. And I don't even do that. Like, you just have to be willing to get out of your comfort zone to expand your business. And, like, having my business has, like, really taught me a lot about, like, just doing stuff out of my comfort zone. So be willing to step out of your comfort zone and also be willing to be consistent. And if you do those two things, you will see improvement not very quickly, but over time. And you will see the growth.
That's the thing. You got to be patient. Like she said, yeah, you got to be patient. You got to be consistent with what you do. Like, you got to be comfortable. You got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. You just have to. Like, if you want to see real growth like she has made and real success, any type of success, you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. It's just the way life goes. It's you have very, 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 very few people who made it just sitting behind a computer screen or sitting behind something. Like, you got to get yourself out there. Like, you just have to.
Yes, and I feel like we often compare ourselves to celebrities and be like, oh, why can't we be popping like them? Why can they sell stuff so fast? And it's because they already got clout. And it's just like being a black business like us, black small business like us, starting from the bottom, that junk is so hard. It's super discouraging because people are
definitely
not
with no brand.
Yes, people are not going to support you until they see everybody else shopping with you. It's really a bad white thing, low key. Like,
that's exactly how it be.
Once people see that everybody else is shopping with you, they're going to be like, oh, let me check them out. And that's really another reason how my business, like, just started popping out, because people was messing with me. And the people who wasn't messing with me, like, really, I'm not going to even go there.
But that's life, though. Like, that's with anything. Like, if you're a rapper, singer, if you got a restaurant, if you got clothes, if you make stuff, like, people they're not going to support unless they see somebody else doing it. It's sad, but that's just the way life go. It's just like, I don't hear people say, oh, like, I'm chilling with somebody, be like, oh, I'm gonna wait and see what somebody else say about his stuff, or I'm gonna see what somebody else say about her stuff. That's just how life go. That's how people play the game. It's bad, but I understand why people don't want to lose money. People be scared to support businesses, but that's just how it go.
That's just life.
But we got one last and final question. What does success mean to you, and Where do you see your business in the next 5-10 years, and where do you just want to be in life for the next 5-10 years?
Oh, Oof. Okay. So, to me, I consider success. I don't consider success being rich. I don't consider success having money or whatever. But to me, success is like manifesting your dreams or manifesting your goals. So it's just like, I feel like if you're able to accomplish your goals, that is a sign of success. And I feel like you setting goals for yourself and reaching those goals, you are succeeding. Mm-hmm. You are reaching what you want to reach. And I feel like I don't want to say that I'm successful right now, but I say like, and maybe like the next 2 years I'll be successful, and I feel like I've reached all my goals.
Right.
And I feel like I told you, I don't feel like my business is about the money, but I just want people to know what my brand represents. I want people to know like that I do offer quality products for people that are affordable. Like that's my goal. And I also want people to feel empowered. Like I also like try to like I want to start a blog, like giving like self-care tips and stuff, like
right.
just to make people kind of feel like empowered, because just like it's a lot of people out here who are not like, you know, who do not feel empowered or who need a little bit of motivation for like for themselves. But what was the next question?
You basically just answered them, really. You basically answered it all at one.
I'm dead. Okay.
All right, but go ahead and shout your YouTube out, your Instagram and all that stuff out. Any deals is coming up. And tell us your best selling products and stuff like that, and we'll end the podcast.
Okay, so I'm going to shout myself out real quick. You guys can go ahead and follow my business page at Gloss by Nae. And you can follow my Instagram page at The Real Nevadia with 3 A's. I do have a YouTube channel, and it's called Ken and Nae. And also, my best-selling product, I would say, is I do have multiple best-selling products, so I'm going to tell you the top three.
Okay, two for men and two for women.
Mm-hmm. So, for women, the products that are the best-sellers is our lip gloss and our body butter, but that's also for men, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to say for men, like, everybody buys the lip scrub and the lip balm and the body butter. Like, literally, those are the top products.
All right. So, y'all know we're going to say, hey, man, say, man. You got to say it, too, now. Hey, man,
hey
say,
man.
Hey, man, say, man. All right, man. Hey, man, say, man. That's the end of the video. End of the podcast. I'll catch up with y'all. All right.
Okay.
See, look. See. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.